vibe, and then the drinks are good. The food's like,
sushi's really cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sushi's not that expensive. But I still tell guys, you know, take her for a drink date first. You know what I'm saying?
I stuff my face with sushi. I don't know how you're talking about light. Like, I go all you can eat. I stuff my face with sushi. Because, like, sushi on its own is expensive. Like, I know you don't like sushi. Mm-hmm. But when you go to, like, all you can eat, you actually get your money's worth.
Instead of
actually buying, like, it's so expensive to actually just buy, like, single rolls.
Yeah. But guys, don't take her out to all you can eat sushi though. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that. Just give her your raw meat.
Yeah, just give her your, you know what I'm saying?
We have questions from earlier.
What are the questions?
Yes, Fear So, $85, $5. I like Ali's mind, what's your nationality, and what part of Texas she's from?
Oh yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Go ahead, Ali. Spanish, Portuguese, and Mexican. I'm from Houston, Texas.
Boom.
Okay. Simple as that.
All right.
Next question, Peter Za. Thoughts if Instagram is mainly videos. I do a lot of inline skating. Shout out.
Oh yeah, fresh.
You need to mix it up, bro. You need some photos of yourself as well. Doing the art that you do or the app that you do. So I'll mix up photos and videos. And then if you have too many videos, put some in your highlights as well. Not all on your page.
Yeah.
How many viewers is that? I'm like blind.
682.
All right, we got 682 live viewers, guys. So we're gonna open up the phone line
to all your friends.
Yeah, send a link to all your friends, guys.
Post it.
So we're going to open it up. Oh, the phone lines are open. If you guys want to call into the show and ask us a question or the lovely ladies, it's 515-605-9740. Again, the number is 515-605-9740. Guys, please keep it respectful. Don't be idiots calling. You're like, oh, you guys are stupid bitches or something like that. Like, don't do that.
We have one more question.
Chris will kick you off immediately. Go ahead. What's the other question?
Yes. Question Gonzalez, 499. Ladies, women make rules for beta males. One brick rules for alpha males. Let's hear it.
No, we did already.
Oh, did
yeah. They agreed. They agreed that that happens.
Oh, that was fast then.
Some guys, yeah. Some guys will make rules for, and other guys they'll just be like, nope, he's hot. I'll do it right now.
All
right.
We have one more super chat cut that came in just now.
Okay.
Oh,
thank you guys for all the support.
We got our boy Vaughn just bought the High Value Academy course.
Hey, welcome to the fam, bro. Zoom calls start on Monday, guys.
Yeah.
We're gonna do 10 Zoom calls. Two on fitness, one on stock trading, another one in real estate investing, starting a business or incorporating your business,
dating,
networking. Basically, we're going to cover everything in the course within 10 Zoom calls. And we're also going to talk about cryptocurrency as well.
Yep.
So all stay assets of becoming a high value, guys. If you guys don't know, crypto is like at $51,000 right now.
Yep. Bitcoin, yeah.
Yeah, man. Like I just got some Ethereum yesterday. So some more Ethereum. So guys, I mean, we're going to be having some pretty deep talks about cryptocurrency. If you're not in, you need to get in.
And guys, instead of paying for college, get the course.
Yeah, man.
It's not even like a fraction of the price.
We're going to teach you guys a lot about financial literacy, a big part of that, guys. Because at the end of the day, you want to get the baddest chicks, you got to have your money straight. That's just the way the world works now. Did we have another one, Chris?
Yeah.
And you just want to have your money straight just for yourself as well, not even for girls.
Facts.
You don't tolerate
bullshit from girls.
You want to be successful. You want to build yourself. You want to be your best self. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. $5. These girls deserve respect and acknowledgement for the short circuiting of the Latin Temporary of nearly 700 men tonight. I guess not too much Simpson. You have Simpson on chat, but he's saying that these girls deserve respect for the Latin Temporary.
I don't know what
Latin. Latin.
Sorry.
I'm lost.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, phone calls.
Yeah. Was there another super chat or no?
No, we're good.
Okay, so let's look at the. Okay, guys. So phone number 515-605-9740. Don't be shy. Call into the show if you got any questions for me, Fresh, or the lovely ladies. Right after this, we're gonna have a Zoom call where we're gonna basically take our 97 and 200 tier patrons and answer questions. If you guys want to, this is your chance to talk to two girls and ask them, you know, that are honest, and they'll tell you the truth. Like,
don't
hey,
be nervous
man,
now.
You're being weird. You know what I'm saying? That's why she didn't want to go on a date with you or whatever it is, you know, because as we all know,
tell us like your situation. Maybe we can help you out. If you really like a girl and you don't know what your next move is.
Yeah.
We'll give you our advice.
Exactly.
Advice.
Give you guys unbiased advice to help you out. So that you don't get, well, we'll be kind of biased, but
because your best interest.
Biased in your best interest. Yeah, exactly. Not in the girl's best interest. You know what I'm saying? She's going to want you to buy a Louis bag and we're going to tell you, hell no, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because, okay. Phone lines are blowing up. All right, cool. Let's hit the first one. Go ahead, Chris.
713.
Oh, that's Houston.
Okay. We got Houston in the house.
Yo, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're going to turn the volume right now. Yeah, we got you.
What's up, Houston?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I just wanted to say great show, right? I love this content. You guys are awesome, you know. I just wanted to ask, like, yeah, you guys are, you know, these two lovely ladies are so feminine and nice. were you guys always like that? I mean, how did you sort of develop that? I mean, that's, it's really great.
Okay, you want to go first,
then,
Allie?
I have, like, my, like, little, like, ratchet phases, like, you know, but you just, you want to be a classy, respectable female at the end of the day. So, like, you don't want to be, like, talking slang. You don't want to be, like, too hood or anything. Like, that's not cute. Mm-hmm. So I guess you just learn, who you want to be and how you want to, like, present yourself. And when you walk into a room, like, your energy speaks volumes. So you want to,
right.
You don't want to be sloppy and, like, in sweatpants and like talking ratchet, like that's not cute. You want to look classy, like make, like when you look good, you take care of yourself, like it shows something about you.
Facts.
Right, for sure.
I think I was always like that. My name is Aleda and people used to call me a lady.
No, that's awesome.
My brothers and my parents and my mom is a lady, like a very classy lady. She's never drank alcohol, smoked a cigarette, and any drugs.
That's good that you have that.
And
you're pretty tight with your dad too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though she doesn't call him back on FaceTime like she should, but.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and like spread the message and tell your friends and encourage them to be just like that. And that's great. I mean, we think we need more ladies like y'all. So keep it up.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man. And guys, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of, I'm going to keep it real. There's a lot of like angry guys in the RP sphere that are just straight up misogynist. They hate women, whatever. Yeah. We teach you guys how to deal with women so that you don't end up hating them for what they'll never be to you. You know what I mean?
Trust me, we hate them too.
Well, yeah, there you go. Exactly. You know, it's just that, you know, that's the world we live in now. And a lot of guys are just like, you know, very angry and toxic about it. You know, men and women are different. And that's okay. It's just you got to learn how to navigate and deal with women differently. And I think a lot of guys' frustrations with women come from this idealistic perspective that like, oh, she should love me for, you know, unconditionally. And we're here to tell you guys, girls don't love unconditionally, bro. Girls love opportunistically. I know that sounds horrible on paper, but it's just the way the world works. You know what I'm saying? You got to bring something to the table as a man for a woman to want to deal with you in the first place. Right. Women are the fairer sex. Women are the, you know, the beauty commodity. So we like them for what they are.
Right.
Women like them for we like them for how they look, you know, and who they are. Women like us for what we are, what we bring to the table as men.
I love
just how it is.
She might date a bum for a little bit.
It ain't gonna last,
but
though.
She's gonna wisen up and be like, nah, I'm tired of dating a bum.
So much more guys that will take care of you, treat you well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spoil you, like, so why are you gonna be with this guy and be
facts,
miserable?
Bro.
So don't
facts.
Be a bum, guys.
Don't be a bum.
All right.
Thank you for calling into the show.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
That, man.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Chris.
4-8. And actually, we got two super chats.
Okay. Caller, are you there? Caller going once.
Oh no, he's gone.
Okay, he's cool. Gone. Okay,
super chat.
All right, we'll read the super chats real quick.
Alex Gregor, $5.
Thank sticker. You, brother.
Thank
appreciate
you,
it.
$5 super sticker. Thank you so much.
We got BJ, 799, RP Truth, 100 real time with receipts.
Big Jim Melbourne.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I appreciate that. I give a Don DeMarco for that.
Don DeMarco.
Guys, all I gotta say is we're the number one dating podcast
in the world.
Who's bringing on attractive women, talking to them, you know, getting these truths for you guys? Nobody else is doing this. You know what I'm saying? So. Yep. Number one dating podcast, number one dating podcast in the sphere, and pretty soon we're going to take over as the number one podcast in the world. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we're going to beat Joe Rogan and Tim Cast out. We're gunning for
one
you guys.
And
no jumper.
And no jumper.
All right. Go ahead, Chris.
And this guy's still in the chat hating. You know, oh, my gosh, she's this number. She's that number. I'm like, yo, it's not Kevin Samuels. Relax.
Yeah.
You know who also has a love podcast? Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
Yeah.
We're going to beat him out too.
Yeah.
Because they all pre-record their joints. None of them live stream like us.
And really? they're already famous.
Yeah. They already have the clout to bring in all the fans. Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead.
We have Amar Kimani,
mm-hmm.
$5. I am an honest man and cannot lie that I am an LTR on my dates. Ladies, please tell me if it's a big deal or at what point should I tell my date?
Oh.
What does that mean?
So, oh, he's already in a long-term relationship.
He has a girlfriend and he goes on dates. But he wants to know when he should tell a girl about it. Or should he tell her at all?
I don't know why you're going on dates when you're in a relationship.
Like an open relationship?
I don't think it's open because if it's
yeah,
open,
I wish because I've seen that guy in other. Yo, can you give us a little bit more context? Like if it's an open relationship, if it's not, because that's going to drastically determine how we advise you.
Let's do both. If it's not open, how should he move in that sense?
You shouldn't. Go stay loyal to your girl. What are you doing with me?
But if he's in an open relationship and his girlfriend is okay with it, I would just be honest with it from the get-go and just say, hey, you know, I've been in this relationship for, you know, so and such years.
But it's
she knows,
open. Yeah.
Yeah, it's open. She's okay with me dating other women.
Cool.
If that's cool with you, I'd like to
Yeah, be open and honest, and that'll come with like respect. Like,
yeah, most
you know,
of
I respect someone that's like, hey, this is my situation, and if you don't like it, then we can be on our separate ways. And if you do like it, it's cool. Like,
same if you're divorced. I think like if you're in a long-term relationship or in a relationship, or if you're divorced, I think you should like tell the person like on the first date for sure.
Yeah, I think most girls would like
or have kids,
like appreciate
and
that.
Have kids. Yeah, you definitely want to tell them first date.
Cool.
Just be honest.
All right, let's go back to the phone. And Super Chatter, if you could just kind of come in and clarify a little bit so that we can dispense the best advice for you, because that's a very ambiguous question, and it varies greatly depending on your situation. So I think we had someone on the line. Yeah, we got a couple guys on the line. All right, let's
yeah,
– let's.
We got 447. All right. Probably some international number.
Cool.
What's up, caller?
Yo.
What's up, man?
What up, man?
Hello?
Welcome to the show.
How are you guys? You guys all right?
Yeah, man, we're good. Welcome.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm good. So basically, at the moment I'm working on like 10,000, I'm working on 10,000 things. So, so I live in the UK. So, I've just got planning permission to build a house, and I just got planning permission to build a house and to work on a number of different projects. And basically I was going to say, how do you basically talk to girls and then try to fit them in at the same time? Do you see where I'm coming from? Because at this point in time, I'm working like 80 hours a week, so it's easier said than done.
You don't. You work.
Focus on yourself.
Yeah, you work on your stuff.
Not important.
And if there's time after you finish working, mm-hmm. then you include them at that point. But if not, you don't include them at all.
Yeah, put yourself first.
Yeah.
Focus on the grind.
Because that period of time where you're working on yourself, bro, just focus on that. And then when you're done, guess what? Now you have a lot more free time to like actually devote it to, like, you know what I'm saying? I go on a date here. Or if you want to really, if you really have that need for it, just work on yourself first, work on the real estate first. And then when you got like maybe like an hour or two after, then focus on going on a date or meeting chicks after that time.
Yeah, if you're too busy, like, and a girl, it's like so hard to like meet up with you or like talk to you, and it's not going smooth.
Yeah.
Like just focus on yourself, and girls will come.
Hopefully
girls are always there, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully you're working 80 hours per week so that you don't have to continue to do it. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you're building some kind of empire right now where
now,
you know, yeah,
you
so you'll be able to enjoy
later.
The fruits of your labor.
Yeah, enjoy being single now, bro. All right.
All right, caller. Thank you.
Cool.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right, man.
All right, man. Peace.
Thank you.
I think we hit we had a super chat.
Yeah, super chat.
Yeah.
Chris, could you
hang that one up and then all right. So shout out to Chris on the ones and twos.
Boom.
You know, guys,
man,
it is not easy being back there and
it's
navigating the chat, you know, and everything. Oh, I think did he give us a follow up right there, Chris?
No, that was
cool,
just me highlighting the mods.
Okay. So, all right, then. All right, so we'll go back to the phone lines then. Super Chatter from before that was in LTR. Send us another one, like, make it cheap, like $1 or whatever, so we don't miss you. But just to follow up on, give us a little bit more clarification on your situation with your LTR or whatever and going on dates. Okay.
We got 919.
Yep, 919. Let's get him on the line. 919?
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys?
Hey,
how
what's up,
doing?
Mr. Caller?
So, real quick, so... I don't really know how to say this without sounding bad, but I feel like my dating game is pretty good. Like, I use the dating apps. I go up to girls in person, and I do pretty well for myself. I mean, of course, you know, you win some, you lose some. But if I were to say probably over the past, like, 4 or 5 months, I've probably gone on dates with maybe 35 different girls. And, I mean, part of this is probably because I don't really know exactly what I'm looking for. But I feel like – or not I feel like – most of the time – or probably – I don't know, like a percentage. I'm trying to think in my head. Maybe like every 1 in 5 girls that I go on a date with, I'll go on a second date with or something like that. And I don't really know. I'm not really sure what I would say I could potentially be doing wrong, or, I mean, maybe if I should just be approaching things differently. I try to stay pretty casual, but what are your thoughts on that? Kind of like a win rate type of thing.
Well, so here's the thing. What is your goal, number one? Let's identify what your goal is. Is it to get laid? Is it to try to get in a relationship?
He doesn't know.
Yeah. Whatever. Just
yeah.
No, he knows. He just doesn't want to.
I don't really know.
What are you trying to do? Are you trying to smash these chicks?
Yeah. I mean, it's half smashing, but at the same time, like, I'm open to the idea of, like, if I find one that's, you know, worth keeping around.
You can connect you guys. Right. You can go further.
Yeah. So, honestly, man, all you got to do, bro, is
just ride the
keep
wave.
Doing what you're doing until you find that one that's going to make you, you know what?
Yeah.
I want to see her again. Or I want to see her multiple times. Because, like, for example, bro, you might go, like, another 30, 40 until you meet the girl that actually, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's the one, like,
vibe.
I want to chill with. Mm-hmm. No, she's not the one forever, but it's like, in that moment, you know what? Let me see where this goes with her. and then you say, you know what, I don't want to date anybody else for now. I want to see what's up with this girl. But honestly speaking, bro,
I think he's also trying to figure out like what should his close rate percentage be. Is that what you're also asking too?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious about that. Like, depending on like the end of the date, right? Like, you might go in for the kiss if it's feeling right. You might go in for the smash, but you know, I don't want to force something. And then it's kind of the win rate thing, I guess. I don't know.
Yo, so I'll just keep it very honest with you. Me and Fresh both close about 90% of our first dates. You know what I'm saying, with sex. So like, you should always be pushing to get sex. And there's a couple of reasons for that. But for me to give you a summarized version, you want to let the girl know off rip that you're not a type of guy that's going to sit around and wait for it, or that she could string you along on multiple dates to get the sex. Because here's the thing, when a girl goes out with you and if she senses some kind of like beta energy from you that she can finesse you and get you out on 3 dates and you know you'll actually comply with that, she will leverage pussy against you. You know what I'm saying? But when you give a certain type of energy where like it's very obvious that you're pre-selected, other girls like you, you're an attractive guy, whatever, she ain't going to try to play that game where she's going to be like, oh, I'm going to take this guy out on 3 to 5 dates.
Yep.
So you should always be going to try to close on a first date. Now, if you don't, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? But you need to try so that she puts you in that category of, oh, this guy's one of those guys. And I know what people are going to say. Oh, man, she's going to think I'm a fuckboy. That's exactly what you want her to think. Because let me tell you guys, when a woman says fuckboy, womanese, translation, this guy gets laid very quickly and he doesn't wait. You know what I'm saying? And they know that they can't finesse you for more dates or resources when you put out that foot. So I'd rather you come off as a fuckboy, right, and get laid, then you come off as a nice guy, and then she takes you on 2-3 dates, and then she's like, I don't want to sleep with this guy. Then she goes to have the third date.
The worst
you know
thing
what I'm
to you is, oh, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. I'd rather you lose the girl because she thinks you're a fuckboy than her leveraging her sexuality against you for some kind of compliance and making you take her out on 3 to 4 dates. You see the difference?
Yo, that's probably some of the realest shit I've ever heard.
You're welcome,
that's
my
what
friend.
I, that's what
I the best podcast.
That's what I got to hear.
So, all right, man, we're going to move on to the next caller.
I think I've got to push a little harder.
You need to try to sleep with every single girl you go on a date with, bro.
And look,
you need to create that air and that frame that you're not going to wait.
And look, some girls are not going to go for it the first date. That's fine. But guess what? The second, third date, they might go for it. So
yeah.
At least go for that push
so you know.
Yeah, yeah. So that they know that you're not playing games.
Yeah, bro. Because the cardinal mistake a lot of guys make is they'll go on a first date with a girl. They'll play it safe. They'll take her out on some fucking coffee date or some BS like that. And, you know, it's a platonic thing. She doesn't really know where you stand sexually. You weren't able to, you know, to show any dominating traits about yourself, any leadership skills. And it's just going to be – it's going to end up being platonic, or she might not want to go with you. But if you take her on a drink date first date and you try to sleep with her and she says no, well, basically you've drawn your line in the sand. And she knows now that if she goes out on a second date with you, she's going to have to give it up or not. And I'd rather you cut your losses early than you be a nice guy and then she strings you along. Because let me tell you guys what girl game is. Guy game is being able to get a girl. Girl game, what they do is they leverage sex against you for compliance to take you out on more dates. And then by the third date, if she hasn't smashed you, she's either going to be like, all right, this guy's a loser. I don't really like him like that, but I got 3 dinner dates out of him. Then she's going to ghost you. All right?
And sex is an important part of like a relationship. So if you guys hit it off and it was like, whoa, that was great last night. Like, you know, it makes you like memorable and wants to come back.
Exactly.
But if you're just like leading on like days without like smashing, it's like,
yeah,
do you have a small dick? Like, what's going on? Like,
right.
You know, it's like, why?
It's uncertainty.
Like, yeah.
And real talk, bro, girls aren't going to seriously invest in you until you fuck them. That's the cold hard truth.
Keeping it real.
They're not going to seriously invest in you and actually take you seriously as a lover and want to start doing things for you until you smash them. Because for a girl, that's her most prized commodity most of the time. So if you sleep with her, then bam, that's an automatic investment on her part, and she's going to be more compliant just for the fact that she slept with you and she hooked up with you.
So you
most
get,
of the time.
So you get her kind of like in the spider web down there, and then you get her to stay up here with the mental state.
So, all right, man, you got a lot of free game there.
Yeah,
you better get on Patreon, baby. Like that.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good night.
All right, man, peace.
Good night.
We got a super chat.
Yes, we do.
Guys, super chats take first priority over calls. So if you super chat in, you want your question answered, go ahead and ask it.
Jay Smith, Bob Bus, getting rejected by an attractive female friend makes guys confused and angry. Better to keep to get rejection from many female strangers?
Yeah. 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 I mean, yeah. You're better off. Honestly, guys, it's better to get rejected by a girl off rip and, you know, cut your losses early than invest more into a girl that doesn't like you and get frustrated. Most of the guys' frustrations come from dealing with girls that are low interest that don't want to fuck them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You only want to deal with high interest girls. Otherwise, your life is going to be miserable.
100%.
All right, we got 409.
Yep.
Oh, this is Port Arthur, Texas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is your hometown. Okay, 409, you're on
what's
the
air.
Hi, what's up, guys? That's my best friend.
Oh, wow.
Shout out Sesame Champagne. Shout out. I just wanted to say Allie's doing a great job on the show.
Killing it.
I miss you.
Girl power.
Miss you too, nigga. Houston sucks right now. See, I'm trying to find a fucking, I'm trying to find a ride to the airport like ASAP. Get me out of here. Yeah, come to Miami.
You coming to
Miami?
Kat can hit up one of her friends and get you an Uber.
Yeah.
For free.
No, there's no Ubers. There's no Ubers.
Okay,
like,
Kat, hit him up because I
have Let these
hey,
niggas know.
Thank you for calling show.
All right.
Thank you.
All right,
peace. All right. Bye. Allie, getting the love coming
love,
in.
Love, man.
Hey, all right.
469.
469. Let's get him on the air.
Yeah, this is, my name is Cedric. I'm calling from Dallas.
Hey, and, what's up, man?
Yeah, I had a what's going on? I'm in here eating tacos, man, but I got a question for the two ladies. I think this might be a kind of a fun question. So so you guys rolling to a bar and you look to the left and you see a guy that's dressed to the nines. You assume that he's probably a millionaire. He's not really your type, but he's a nice looking gentleman. And you got a guy on the right hand side that's built like a male stripper, and he has like five girls around him. He's dressed kind of normal, but he has the body of a male stripper. So which way do you go? Do you go left or do you go right? Each girl, I want to ask the question.
I'm going to go to the bar, and I'm going to wait for one of them to come up to me.
But I'd be more enticed to the guy that doesn't have all the girls.
Mm.
Because like now it's just one-on-one and touching, and you don't have to like take care of all the girls, like have to please all, like it's just too much. Like it's better to just be intimate.
Okay.
I think it's better if you just go straight to the bar, and then it makes it less obvious that you're just going there to meet a guy. So you go straight to the bar, you sit down, and the guys will approach you.
Okay. Caller, is that good for you?
Yeah, I just wanted to hear what their response would be. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank you for calling into the show, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in and supporting.
Right. Sounds good. 408.
Yep.
What's up, caller?
Yo, what's good, Fresh and Fit? Just calling here from the Bay Area. Just want to give out a shout-out to you guys. Really love your show, especially when you bring in the girls, because I don't think, like, anybody else in the Red Pill community is doing something like you guys are doing.
We don't get girls, though.
Yo,
that's what our haters say.
It's funny because, like, nobody in the sphere can do what we're doing right now. Because you know why?
Nah.
Nah, man, we're Sims, bro. We don't get girls.
We're nerds. Like,
we're nerds.
Yeah.
We're nerds, bro. We're nerds. That's funny, man. What's up, man?
Like, the way I see it, man, like, the way I see it is, like, you guys are demonstrating, like, the application of the red pill, right? Because you could read this stuff and you could, you know, resonated, but applying it is a different thing. And what you guys are doing is you guys are exactly demonstrating that. And that's a lot of value added to the red pill. So like huge props to y'all, man, for real.
No, I appreciate it, man.
Real life scenarios.
Yeah, man.
Real recognize real.
Yeah. So hit that Don DeMarco for me, bro. Thank you.
I got you.
Don DeMarco.
Yo, guys, do us a favor. Sub to the channel,
guys.
We're almost at 23K.
Yeah,
subscribers right now.
How many likes are we at? Hit the like.
Hit the like button too, guys.
5:30.
Guys, like the video. Subscribe to the channel because we get a lot of haters, man, talking smack about us. Which I'm just gonna address this right now, guys. People that hate on us that are nobodies, we're not gonna respond to them.
Nope.
Like we're just not. We're not gonna give them free clout.
No
free clout.
No free attention.
Because we've been getting spammed on. So people, this guy's making fun of you. This guy's talking shit. Bro, if they're not on our level, we don't respond. You know what I'm saying? We cook these other content creators because
they're over there watching us.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We have like big names coming after us. All right, we'll cook them. But we ain't gonna give you bums clout, and you guys know exactly who you are. I'm not gonna give you guys no airtime. So. Because a lot of people are clout chasing us now because we've been on The Real, we've been on Fox News,
Yahoo.
Daily Mail, Yahoo, organically. Like, we went viral organically, not paying for nothing. So, you know what I'm saying? As we grow and grow, more haters are going to come. And, guys, remember this. Hate always comes from below, never above. So, we got Link with the super chat right here. Go ahead, Chris. Yeah.
$10. This may have been answered already, but do you ladies prefer full-on aggressive approach or passive aggressive? Also, shout out to Fresh and Fit and Chris in the back.
Okay. Link, thank you for that.
Thanks, Link.
Okay, ladies, what do you guys want? Aggressive or passive? When a man approaches you?
Yeah.
Aggressive, like straight to the point, be direct.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. But don't be like too
caveman-y.
Yeah, like have some like,
girl, come here, come here, yeah. Hit her with
yeah,
a club,
like,
and
have
let me bang you.
Finesse with it, like yeah. Have some like swag
some game,
to
some
yeah,
game.
Some
yeah.
Game for sure.
Be socially calibrated.
But have like confidence is very sexy. So I want you like what's your schedule like? Like I want to go out with you, and this is what I see in you, and this is. What how do you
so
think
like
yeah, you know
I find like passive aggressive is like you're liking my pictures and that's it, like not sliding in the DM. That's what I feel like passive aggressive
yeah.
is, so
like hiding in the shadows.
Yeah, definitely just be aggressive, hit
yeah.
the DM,
and if you get rejected, that's the worst that can happen, and then
yeah.
you just take your loss and
okay there you go, guys. Don't be
go.
Afraid of getting, you know,
denied.
Because
it happens
all the time. You
it's
gotta take L's.
It's part of
the
game.
To famous people, to the sexiest person you might think, they get denied.
Yep.
Girls, we get denied.
You rejected a big YouTuber the other day.
Yeah.
Or last week. With a blue check and all that, which we will not disclose on the show right
blue
now.
Check, blue
you gotta
eyes.
Get on Patreon to see who, if you guys want to know who it is. But
I mean,
you want to say it?
Blue check, blue eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care to say it. His name's Khalil Underwood.
Oh, he
oh,
said it.
Oh,
he said it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's who you guys are competing with a lot of these girls, man. You guys are competing with dudes like that. All right. Go ahead.
It's Amar. Kimani, $5. Follow up. I am open, and my LTR is not. As a kind of settlement, if I tell at the beginning of the date, does it look a little unattractive?
Bro, just be single, man. Yo, I don't understand why
are
dudes
you,
be out
oh,
here
well,
trying
okay,
to.
Oh, well, okay, so he's in an open. Okay, this guy might be Muslim. So he basically he has a girlfriend. It's open on his end, but not on hers. So yeah bro,
multiple wives.
Yeah. So here's the thing, dude. If that's how it is, because I agree. Like, if you got a serious girlfriend, she's with you, but you're open. You know what I'm saying? Because men and women look at sex differently, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But with that said, yeah, bro, just be straight up with the girls that you deal with. Because let me tell you something. When you lie up front, it's going to cause you a headache later on,
mm-hmm.
because she's going to be wondering, you know, why you don't answer calls at certain times, or why you're weird on text, or
then,
why you have to be shady.
And then she finds out.
Yeah.
Now you lied.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? And here's the thing. A lot of you guys, let's keep it real. A lot of you guys lie to girls so that you can keep pussy around. And that's not what you want to do, because what's going to happen is the more you lie up front, the more you lie up front.
We will figure it out, especially the more we like you and stuff. Like, we will figure it out.
So you might as well tell her from the beginning and save yourself the headache, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But my thing is, bro, just be single, bro. Have a chick that you cool with, you buy with her. And then you do a thing on the side, like, well, you gotta. I mean, I don't know, bro.
I think I know that guy.
Yeah.
He's Muslim, so
okay.
He has that situation going where he has
probably
like
an arranged
girl,
marriage,
something like that.
Like something
yeah, bro.
Like
just be upfront with your girls that you're dealing with, bro, because it's gonna cause you headaches. You're gonna avoid a lot of headaches. Now, here's the thing: some of you guys like to lie. Oh no, you're the only one, baby, so that you can keep her around and all that. That's cool for now, but if you end up, you know, building a relationship with her, she's gonna get pissed when she finds out that you have another girl, bro. So I would say. Save the headache. You might not be able to retain her. Maybe she'll smash you once and not take you seriously because you have another girl. But you're better off doing that than lying.
Yeah.
And then she finds out later, she keys your car, you know, fucks you up, whatever it is. Because let me tell you guys something about women. They don't take L's lightly. You know what I'm saying? They're not like us designed to lose. If a woman feels rejected, she's going to make you feel some of that pain. There's a reason why they say hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Yeah, Kat knows a good story about that.
I have a little story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's go down memory lane on this one.
So I was guy and he was like so sweet. He's like, no, I'm not talking to any girls, like I really like you, like the vibe was good. And then one of my girls, like not my girls, but like a girl I knew, she messaged me. She's like, hey, like we follow this guy, I'm seeing him. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool, because I'm seeing him too. And she's like, really, like when did you see him? And I'm like, last night. And she's like, what time? Because I was there in the morning. So we got all of our receipts. We sent them back and forth to each other, and he was playing both of us. You're my only one. I love you, baby. Like all these things. And the minute that I left, she came back, and I was like, "What did you guys?
Bam!
Like, what did you guys do?" And she was like, he made me do this and this and that. I was like, bro, that's just disgusting to just have that in the same bed. Like not even a day break. Like just right after. Like oh.
No, that's gangster. But hold on, Kat, you missed the best part. He was Asian, right?
Yeah.
Oh, for all the people out there that say I can't get girls because I'm Asian.
Hey.
And this was like my top three, like good, like best lays.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Fair enough.
Yo,
Asian guys can do it, man. Stop making
Asian,
excuses.
Indian, it don't matter, bro.
But a lot of them complain. Oh, I can't get no
Indian,
girls.
Indian, like you know.
You guys can do it, man. You just got to improve yourself, really.
Yep.
Okay.
Right, roughly 49. We wanted to point out that these women agree to the reasons they flake, and yet we got soy boys dressed as women making videos telling us otherwise.
Oh, yeah, bro. Like on TikTok, said, they come after me on there, man. The soy boys are
Curtis
all on TikTok,
Connor.
Guys.
Curtis
man.
Connor.
Darren McLeod, $5. Question for the ladies. Have you ever flaked on a guy and ended up smashing them later?
Oh,
very good question.
Yeah? Like you flake on the first date, but then you guys see each other on the second date. Second date goes great, and
cool. Okay. Fair enough.
And
nice.
View-off trader, once again, your comment was fine. We got it. So he's complaining about the comment about the simpery or something like that. Earlier he posted.
Sorry,
but,
what's the problem?
Okay.
No, yeah, we didn't really understand his comment, but
yeah, he's making a big deal. But don't worry about it.
Are we good on calls or?
We got solo 84.
Hey.
$5.
Myron.
Stand on your square. Shout out to Solo 284, cooking Steve the Dean Williams. Hilarious at all times. All right,
so
we got, was that all the super chats?
Patreon.
Okay, yeah, guys, we're going to handle these last two calls. Then if you guys want to get on the Zoom call, get on the Patreon, patreon.com/freshfit, and you'll be able to do a Zoom call with us and these lovely ladies. We'll go about 45 minutes or so to an hour. And yeah, it's your chance to talk to some girls and get a female opinion that is not going to be cap.
Yeah,
so,
keeping it real.
Go ahead, Chris.
Caller,
you're on the line. Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast.
Hello.
Yo,
what's up, man?
Welcome to the show.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you guys could hear me or not.
We got you loud and clear. What's your question?
Okay, yeah, I wanted to know. I'm an extremely ugly dude. I'm ugly as fuck. And I wanted to know, how much money do I need to be able to go get this going so I can get some chicks?
Okay, well, you need at least $1 million. And then you need also a Bugatti, and then also you need some Bitcoin. Yeah.
Yo, your mindset is messed up, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You already lost because you've already defeated yourself saying I'm an extremely ugly dude. You know what I'm saying? You need to change
your mindset. Oh, no, I'm living in reality.
Okay. Well, listen, if you're not the most attractive guy, there's always things that you can do. Like, I'll tell you guys right now. Chris, throw a camera on me. I don't have the most attractive face, guys. I'm not a Chad. I got a big nose. I got a scar right here from childhood. The top of my head is losing hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the most attractive guys, but what I've done is I've straightened my teeth out. I cleaned them. I keep my hair nice and trim. You know, I make sure I wear cologne. You know, there's always ways to improve your looks. And I get in the gym and I work out. So if you're not the most aesthetic guy from a facial perspective, right, you can always still improve your looks with other things. Remember, man, as a man, you have the benefit of not necessarily having to be the best looking guy to get girls. You know what I'm saying? You can more than overcompensate for a lack of aesthetics from a facial standpoint, from improving your status, your body, your teeth, the things that you can control.
Hold on, ladies. Would you date an ugly guy if he had, like, his stuff in order?
Yeah, if he treats me well, he's sweet. Like, not looks go only so far. Like,
yeah,
if
right.
you treat me like royalty and you might not be, like, the most handsome guy, I'll take that. Because the guys that are sexy, they'll play you. They won't treat you good, you know, most of the time.
Yeah, Anali?
I wouldn't. Not ugly, but I would date a fat one. But the face is very important for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can be like.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not fat, but I'm just extremely ugly. So.
Oh yeah.
But see,
no,
the caller. One girl said yes. One said no. So guess what? You can still get girls, bro.
You can still get girls,
chance,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, dude. I can hear in your voice like there's a little bit of lack of confidence.
Yeah.
Like you get in the gym, improve your body, get your teeth straight, and get them whitened. That's gonna dramatically increase your sexual market value just off doing that, and then that's gonna also build confidence, guys. Because you guys got to remember that. Women can sense your confidence levels from the way that you speak, your tonality, how assertive you are. Are you able to lead? These things
education.
Also make you attractive. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Don't have the defeatist mentality, man.
All right, caller.
All right.
In Buddhism, they don't call it fat. They call it prosperous, and I think that's so cute.
Okay, don't let him know.
Yeah, don't be fat, nigga.
All right, caller. All right, cool.
Yeah, thanks,
later.
Guys.
Peace.
All right, we have two super chats.
He needs to join your training.
There you go, man.
There you go.
Kendrick Powdrew, 499. Just here to show Ali some love. The real queen of Houston.
There you go.
Oh, that's my friend. Hi, Kendrick.
So much love.
Is that another platonic friend?
Yes, that is my platonic friend.
Oh. Okay.
He has a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one you don't want to call all the time.
I'm a mage, 626, 199. What happened with y'all and Steve the Dean?
Who is that?
We don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know who has it, bro.
Yo, go watch Solo TV 84's channel and watch STD.
Yeah.
His
STD.
Video called STD. Everybody, after the show's over, go watch STD. And after the Zoom call, obviously.
If you want,
and check that out. And you guys will see what we're talking about.
If you want to understand the beef between the STD
and
us, Find out how we got
all
vaccinated.
I'm going to say is Solo roasted that boy.
Yeah, he did roast him.
We don't even got to address him no more. So, okay. anything else?
Caffeine got $2. Might be for the good genes. Sorry, Stacy.
Okay.
Caffeine, the caffeine god. Okay, thank you so much for the super chat. And I think we had one more Carl on. No, super chat.
Yeah, dash $2. How do y'all ladies get over your exes? You get under somebody.
Yo, Kat's ready to go in.
Go ahead, Kat.
Bust it.
Kind of just whore out.
Yeah, there you go.
Whore out, forget about him and just do your thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Allie?
It took me like 2 years to get over my ex. I just stay busy, focus like on things that make you happy, hang out with friends. Do things that travel, learn new languages, new cultures, do things that make you happy and that will help you focus on not your ex.
Okay, there you go.
All right, last caller here, and then we're going to do Patreon.
Let's see. Yes. 713.
All right, cool. Houston in the house again.
Nice. What's up, guys?
Welcome to Houston.
Awesome. I've been watching for a short time, so I really love the content you guys are putting out. So my question is, I've been out of the dating scene for quite a while. It's been about 2 or 3 years. Just working on myself right now, and made a lot of progress in the gym, look good, feel good, and my results show it. I put pics up on Facebook and stuff. I've gotten a lot of likes just based off of me. But anyways, my question is, if I envision myself getting back to the dating scene again, it's most likely going to be in real life. I'm thinking that, like, if I'm like with a crowd of friends and there's girls involved, I don't believe in the cold approach. So I'm wondering if I just need to really keep it down to like just looking for a strategic opportunity to kind of jump in, make small talk.
All right, I'm
going to
stop you. I'm going to stop you right now. Listen, man. So you got to understand when you're dating girls, it's just like sales. Okay. So you need to bring leads into your funnel, right? So these leads are going to come from online dating, cold approaching, night game, day game, social circle, Instagram, etc. So you have all these funnel sources that you need to work. And I'm going to keep it real with you, bro. The way the dating game is now, women have all the leverage. They have all the options. So the only way you're going to be able to combat that as a man is you're going to have to work a lot of options as well. And you're going to have to work a lot of volume because 90% of girls are going to flake on you or not respond to texts or not want to deal with you or whatever it is, or you might catch her at a bad time. Women are very fickle and flaky, which is why we're having this podcast in the first place. So the only way you're going to overcome that is by working volume, and you get the volume from working all these leads. So you saying, oh, I don't know if I'm going to do online dating or I don't believe in cold approach. Like, no, bro. Like, are you like
stupid?
Don't be dumb. You're making excuses to rationalize the fact that you're being a bitch ass nigga right now. And you don't want to approach girls. I'm going to be very straight.
If you're looking good, you're feeling like, you know, better, like you should have the confidence to go out and scoop.
A lot of guys say this shit. And here's the thing. And I'm not saying this to beat you up, but this is a lot of guys say what you're saying right now. Like, I don't believe in cold approach, whatever this stuff. It's a buffer because you're scared of rejection.
And guys,
you haven't been in the game for 3 years. You want to get back in, but you're not sure if you want a cold approach. You need to be on every single avenue to get girls. Online dating, cold approaching, day game, night game, everything.
Yeah, honestly, man, the dating game is rigged. I'm going to be real with you, bro. Like, most guys don't stand a chance. But at the same time, if you're not sourcing, then what's the point? So use everything. Use, like Marvin said, cold approach, online dating, Instagram, whatever you can. Because at this point, bro, you might end up not getting laid. And then that's on you. So go out there, source.
Yeah.
Now, look, one might be stronger than the other. So, for example, if you don't like cold approach, then focus more on online dating. But the fact of the matter is, use all that you can, because guess what? Girls have the abundance mindset because they have like endless options. So you as a guy, the only way you can have that abundance mindset is if you go there sourcing and get what you actually want for yourself. So
yeah, instead of saying, you know, self-defeatist things like I don't believe in cold approach or any of this other like bullshit that guys say to themselves to try to like, you know, give themselves a rationalization. Guys always come up with excuses for why they don't want to cold approach girls because it's terrifying to them. You just got to cold approach, man. You got to get on online dating, create a good profile, have good pictures, get a professional photo shoot done, and attack the dating market from every single possible angle, because 99% of the problems that guys have when it comes to dating comes from sourcing problems, not getting enough leads in the funnel, putting too many eggs in one basket. And here's the thing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, guys, you got to understand, for you as a man, women naturally have an abundance mindset because guys approach them and talk to them on the internet all the time or during the day, whatever. As a man, you have to earn your abundance mindset, and that comes from working different lead sources and getting girls into your funnel and working down every lead that you can. That's how you have to approach it, my friend. So none of this like bullshit about, oh, I'm not going to cold approach or I don't believe in this or that. Like, nah, nah, that's bitch ass nigga shit. You got to use every avenue to get girls in today's competitive dating marketplace. You're in Houston. The bars and clubs aren't closed. Ali already told me. So you need to get out there and cold approach those chicks out there as well, man. These girls have been fiending. They haven't had real social contact for a few months now thanks to this beer bug. So use this opportunity to get out there and meet new girls.
Can you explain what a cold approach is? Because like, I don't really
like
know.
Walking up to a girl that you don't know, like at a club or a bar or during the day. Hey, I wanted to introduce myself. I thought you were cute, whatever it is.
Go,
and then bam, starting a conversation.
Go
out
to
of
the
thin
galleria.
Air.
Galleria?
Yeah.
There you go.
You always bring up art.
That's where I get hit on the most. Forget the bars and the clubs and anything else. It's the Galleria.
There you go.
From Cali, a lot of game there. All
right.
Right.
All right. We got five subscribers. All right, man. Tough love, dude. Tough love. Just had to give it to you straight.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate you. All
right.
Thank
peace.
All right. So Mike C, $5. Guys, stop lying to get cat. Not cat, but you know, pussy.
Yeah.
make your word law, and if chicks don't fall in line, find those who will. Keep your truth in the words and live by them.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Comply or goodbye. If girls aren't on your program, don't deal with them, man.
Well said.
It's going to cause headaches.
We got a chat from Jerome, but he edited his chat. So Jerome, $5. Got flaked on and foodie date before.
Oh,
and couldn't figure out why. Thank you guys for all the content. Been watching since December. Keep up the great work.
It happens,
Thank you
so much, man. Yeah, it happens, bro. No losses, just lessons, man. Don't be a girl's dinner date. You know what I'm saying?
You
unless
else so you can learn how to move.
Unless she's earned that.
Karn, $5. What is the generic proper way to slide into DMs on Insta? I can't see a random message from someone I don't know. That's weird.
Fresh, you want to give him an elevator version?
Honestly, man, get on a Patreon. We have a video made just for that. But if you want to be very brief and short, honestly, bro, just be very general. Like, hey, how are you?
The better your Instagram profile is, the more simple you're open.
Yeah, I would say
don't do that.
Yeah.
I hate small talk.
Yeah.
Don't slide in the DM. Say, hey, how are you?
No, I would say this though. When you have a good Instagram profile, it doesn't matter what you say.
It doesn't matter.
Because I said that's my pickup line. Hey, how are you?
And
I,
that's I terrible.
No, trust me.
It works.
No. All
it
I
works.
Say is, hey, how are you?
I
that's
just think,
it.
Like, what am I gonna say? I'm fine.
And
how
you?
Are you? Like, I hate small talk. That's just
I
so awkward.
I hate small talk, too.
Yeah.
Like
it depends on the girl.
You want to meet?
Tell me what's really on your mind.
Yeah.
Fresh has a really
tell
good Instagram, though.
Beautiful.
I'm going to show you, Ali. He has a very good Instagram, though. Okay, this is an example where you don't listen to the fish. You listen to the fisherman.
You really don't.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm the close rate dude. More of the story. Push for the smash. Y'all ask to smash or touch and go. LMO, thanks.
Yep, got to always try to close on the first date. Mm-hmm. Another one.
Auto Moon, $10. I am an overweight guy that has bedded more than 500 women, mostly fives and sixes. I would like to date hot women like the one on the show. My question is, what's more important, fitness or a well-dressed man?
Fitness, because here's the thing. When you have a good body, you can wear cheap clothes and it's gonna look good on you regardless. So the better your physique is, guys, the less you have to spend on clothing.
And it just shows that you take care of yourself.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. Dude, you're a good candidate for the high value course because here's the thing. You got to understand that you can only game will only take you so far depending on your looks or your status.
Yep.
So if you want to elevate and you want to date, because you said you get a lot of fives and sixes, so average looking girls. If you want to get girls that are 7, 8, 9, 10s, attractive women that got paid by how they look, strippers, etc., you're going to have to level up. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it like that, but you're just going to have to level up. So a guy like you would benefit from being in the course because we teach you about money and getting in shape. So if you're fat, bro, that's in your control. That's unacceptable in 2021. You ain't going to get no body positivity from me. Stop being a fat piece of shit. Get in shape, okay? There's no excuse to be a fat fuck in 2021 with all the information out there. I have a whole playlist on fitness on this YouTube channel.
I have an example. Like Supreme Patty. Everyone knows who Supreme Patty is.
Yeah, he's a big Instagram influencer.
Okay.
Yeah,
TikTok.
He used to be fat. He had acne, like, you know, and now he got in shape. He's fixing his face. He's taking care. And now he looks so good. Like, before, I would never, like, think he was attractive. And now, like, taking care of yourself, you know, you're, like, just look good. It's like.
Getting in shape is the foundation, guys.
Yeah.
It's literally, in today's marketplace, it's non-negotiable.
All right. $5. What are your thoughts? What are your guest thoughts on the information that you share with other men?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What do you thought?
Go ahead, ladies.
What do you think about what we talk about? Is it facts? Is it, like, cap?
Facts.
Yeah, it's facts, but I think there's so many different men in this world. Not everyone is a dominant, superior type of man. Some can be more sensitive, passive. You've got gay guys and stuff. So not everyone will be thinking the same thoughts that you guys think, but I still think that what we talk about is very real.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay. $5. Thinking about it too much will destroy you. Too much thinking about the approach will lead to doubt, then no hesitation, and then no inaction.
Yep. Yeah, man. Yeah, you got. Yeah. You, yeah, don't, just guys, do don't it. Overthink it. Just think. Just you know,
do it.
Seriously,
do
man.
It. Just do it.
Do it. Just do it.
And right. Christian Bonilla, $20. Thank you, fam. I remember when I used to go to clubs, I mentally built myself and seeing me talk to girls. But when I'm actually in a club, everything that I built just melts away and I get that and I get quickly bored. Why is that?
You're making excuses for yourself, bro. When you see a girl that you like at the club, you just approach her.
Yep.
You just say, hey, what's up? I have a whole video on how to approach girls at clubs or whatever it is, where with like you could steal my opener. I say, hey, you're almost as cute as me, haha, with a smile on my face, and then like just start talking to her. You know, and then if she doesn't reciprocate with her body language that she's interested in you, you walk away, next girl.
Honestly, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
As well.
And how you approach her.
Yeah.
You know, don't lean in. I have a full video on that, guys. Go on the dating playlist and I have how to cold approach in there.
Yep.
What else?
Merciless.
Reese. Yep.
L. 49. With our gentlemen, you don't even have to try to back the chick. Just converse with women so you can build comfort speaking with women. Practice.
Boom.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Just get, you know what I'm saying? Like, guys, it's not that hard. Have a conversation, but, you know, don't be too much of a nice guy because it's gonna hurt you. Any other super chats or that's it?
I believe. No, yeah. Let's see. Just chats.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much, man.
For all the love, man.
And everything, man.
Shout out to the mods. Frank's North, $5. Jonah Hill is an example. See him now. He's Jack.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, man. Self-improvement, guys, is real, man, because it does so many other things for you with improving your confidence and all these other things.
And respect. Keeping your body healthy.
Yep.
Your body's your temple.
Yeah, everyone forgets that it's actually very healthy to do it. Everyone's like, oh, wait, health? I could live longer from this?
Like,
exercise. It's not that important.
It's a higher vibration, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Patreon?
So we're gonna end the show here.
Yeah.
Guys, get on patreon.com/freshfit. We're going to have a Zoom call probably 5 minutes after this.
Yeah.
We'll get right into it. Go about 45 minutes or so to an hour. We'll answer your questions. You guys take this advantage to ask two lovely ladies that are honest about the dating game some questions, and keep it respectful. Obviously, $97 and $200 tier only. Patreon.com/freshfit, and then also we got the High Value Academy closes on Friday, guys. 28 modules, 10 Zoom calls. We're going to can it here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
And also tonight we're going to do a late night podcast with some more females here on the show. One of them you guys know very well. She's coming back for a second time.
I don't even know who it is.
It's going to be crazy tonight, so get ready for it.
Kiki. Yeah, I was going to say. No?
Not Kiki. No. Not Kiki. No.
Not the Kiki collab, by the way, too. You guys will see her again soon as well.
Yeah. Her is throwing to the show today, actually.
Yeah, they did a collab today.
Okay.
Did a
OnlyFans.
P-Act.
Okay, nice.
I can't say the word.
Good stuff.
YouTube friendly, but yeah.
Good stuff.
But this isn't even
going on YouTube.
All right,
guys. Oh, no, it is. This one's the safe one. The one tonight is going to be the one that we're not putting on YouTube.
Yeah.
Even a little.
Yeah, this one will stay on.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you. Peace.
All right.
I think guys really value it. You know what I'm saying?
So. Thank you for having all this.
Yeah.
So what?
We'll put your in the description.
Without you.
Yeah.